So, tell me something about these brands and the image they project. What about Mercedes, for example? What kind of image and appeal do they wish to convey to the consumer?
Well, Mercedes is one of the world's best-known brands for motor vehicles, of course. And Mercedes is famous for its image of excellent engineering, of safety of its cars and of its German reliability. You know, you should buy a Mercedes because it won't let you down. Now, all this, you might think, could make it a very expensive product, designed to appeal to only the very rich. And it's true that in the past, drivers of Mercedes-Benz cars belonged to the richest social class. But while it's true that a Mercedes is an expensive car, its appeal is much broader than one might imagine. It has what might be described as an aspirational appeal, which attracts people of all incomes and backgrounds. It's quite unlike most luxury cars, such as Rolls-Royce, which deliberately set out to appeal only to a very small, select group of people, the aristocracy and the extremely rich. It's truly egalitarian in its image and appeal.
How about Benetton?
Benetton, yes. You could say that because of its controversial advertising campaigns, its image is better known than the product the brand represents. Well, Benetton is known for its fashion products, of course, and there's no question that the clothes are well made, look very good, and are relatively cheap, with Italian style and flair. Benetton began its advertising campaign a few years ago with a multicultural, international image of its slogan, the United Colours of Benetton. But after a while, they decided the image they wanted to give its products was slightly different, somehow slightly less, how shall I put it, run-of-the-mill. And now they set out to shock people with their advertising, while at the same time still stressing that the images all belong to the same kind of broad, all-embracing international community of fashion wear. And the appeal is very much to the young consumers, who feel different, who feel special, who feel they could change the world, or at least shake the world out of its complacency. It gives an interesting, exciting angle on what is, frankly, a rather uninteresting product.
And what about Gillette? What image do they want to project?
Well, in the beginning, Gillette was as American as apple pie. But one of those products which not only everyone knew around the world, but everyone could actually buy around the world as well, even if they didn't have much money. The product is, of course, personal care for men. Razors, aftershave, shaving cream. And unlike, say, Mercedes and Benetton, the product is now not a luxury one, more of an essential. Well, at least in those cultures where men shave every day. So we have an essential product, used every day by men all around the world. Not much scope for any excitement in its image, you might think. Wrong. Gillette's image is one of freshness, of love of life. Gillette, the best a man can get, is the slogan. And its appeal is to every man, young at heart, even if not in years. But recently, Gillette has slightly adapted this image so that it appeals to today's man, the new man, if you like, who is in touch with his emotions. Someone who takes his responsibilities as a father very seriously, since being a father is part of this love of life I mentioned earlier. So there are pictures of today's Gillette man, tenderly holding his son in his arms, his son a member, presumably, of the next generation of Gillette users. Freshness, love of life and fatherhood, that's what Gillette stands for.